Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. The Tulsa County Fairgrounds is a popular tourist attraction for Tulsa. Every fall, the Tulsa State Fair draws hundreds of thousands of people to town. In addition, there are hundreds of smaller events scheduled throughout the year. In the near future, the fairgrounds are going to undertake another set of improvements, specifically at the front entrance, and includes improvements to Tulsa's iconic Golden Driller. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Fairgrounds executive Mark Andrus, and he explained what we can expect to see by the year 2020.
We're on with Mark Andrus, and you are the king of all that is the Tulsa County Fairgrounds. I don't know if that's your exact title. As president, I'm sorry.
What it says on my card.
It says king of all that is the Tulsa County Fairgrounds? That's a great card. That's a great card.
It said emperor, but it's a per letter charge, so we low bidder.
Okay, so you abbreviated it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you spending a couple minutes with us to kind of explain this plan. So, you know, the Tulsa County Fairgrounds gets a humongous number of visitors every year. You're constantly running. I think I read that in the 365 day year, you had like 300 events last year. That's crazy.
And really, it's 300 plus. I think last year it was 342. And, you know, the water park is one, the live race is one, the fair is one, a luncheon for 10 people that cater something during our live horse race is one. So, yeah, we try to stay pretty busy.
And so it's been a while since we've done, I mean, there's been a lot of work done at the fairgrounds over the last few years. But,
well, you know, I've been out there for, I think, right at 100 years.
And, just and feels that way.
It's like the place. I mean, how lucky are we? Most fairgrounds are 100 miles from their town or in a very bad area of town that people don't like to go to. And instead, ours, midtown, right in the middle of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we couldn't be prouder to be here.
Okay, so you make a great point, which is that usually a fairgrounds for a large metropolitan city, which Tulsa's a pretty good-sized city, fairgrounds are out in the hinterlands where you got to schlep for a long time to get there. Ours is right in the heart of the city, and that's a real advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why I'm sure back in the 90s when things were looking pretty grim for future development and renovation, someone in government had to say, you know, we have 240 acres of prime land right in midtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. What should we do with it? And fortunately for fairgoers and horse event goers and everyone involved, people in the form of Commissioner Bob Dick and others and mayor support said, you know what, with Ford to Fix 2 vision and now the new vision package, we're going to spend a lot of money on making Expo Square one of the top three venues for events on the planet.
And I think we're well on the way to that if we're not already there.
For our horse shows, we are easily in top three in the country. For other shows, consumer events for cars or the Fair of the Heart or Chili Bowl or Joe Wanamaker's Arms Show, all you have to do is go in our 10.5 acre big, that's 456,000 square feet of the River Spirit Expo, and you'll say, wow, where did this come from?
It is huge. And then there's this huge yellow dude standing outside, the Golden Driller, 75 feet tall. By the way, Rick Corey was in the newsroom earlier, and he said, hey, remind Mark, who painted that thing gold?
You know, I went out, I can remember talking to Rick Corey, and I thought, you know, talk about a whiner. I mean, he said it was big. Once he got into it, it was bigger than he thought, and it took, he thought he was going to go up there and just do a little touch-up, but he did paint our driller, and thank you, Rick Corey. I consider myself his personal protector, not Rick's, certainly, but the drillers.
Okay.
And Bill Haynes has now taken over the paint job for our golden driller.
Now, Rick says that, and I have every reason to believe him because he's never lied to me, that it was his idea to make the word Tulsa on the belt black so that it stood out.
Yeah, but I think Rick also said it was his idea to serve fries with hamburgers and to make stop lights and that didn't sound very good. I was trying to say
something witty.
Team me up again.
I believe him. I mean, I think basically it was all originally one color, and you really couldn't see where it said Tulsa. And he wanted
Rick,
to paint.
Rick Corey is responsible for saying, yes, make the letters a different color if you want to be able to read them, which is, it's kind of sad that that's his claim to fame. But
well,
I mean, it's
kind of
nice for him to tell us.
Kind of sad that nobody else thought of it first. I mean, come on. And it's
okay,
certainly.
Now you're starting to. Okay, I know. That's nice. I stand up for the driller. You stand up for Rick Corey.
That's right.
I mean, who's on a better team?
We're going to go toe-to-toe on this one. No, well, and to be fair, at the time, you were not, like CEO of the fairgrounds when all this was going on. You were still with the police department, right? Because this is going back a few years.
Long time ago. And that's why, but I was certainly connected to the fair since 1979. The fairgrounds every weekend for events since 1992. So I was one of those that were saying, uh-oh, what's going to happen to this place? I love fairgrounds. I love fairs. And in the 90s, we were starting to look pretty shabby.
Well, it certainly isn't looking shabby anymore. I mean, huge improvements, new barns out there, the permanent stage that was built a year or two ago.
Used it for our fair last year for the first time. And our goal is for every year, you know, everything's cyclic. Every year we have the Arabian and Half Arabian World Championship. Every year we have Tijuana Makers 2 gun shows. Every year we have a Chili Bowl. So my commitment to them and Expos is that every year we'll be able to point and say, look what we did since you were last here. And so far, for at least the last 11 years, and I can attest to, we've been able to do that. I mean, the place really does look good. And I love it when people drive on our grounds on Tuesday or Wednesday during the week and they say, what do you have going on? And we say, nothing at this time. And they say, but it looks so park-like. Look, they're out mowing the lawn. They're trimming the hedges. It looks beautiful. And Philbrook looks the best in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And now I like to think we used to be second place, but now we're tied with Gathering Place. And I'm okay with that.
Very cool. So let's talk about the new project that's coming down the pike. We're wanting to rebuild basically that front entrance and basically talking about the intersection of 21st and Pittsburgh. That's right where Mr. Driller stands. So kind of explain to us what the vision is. What do we want to do?
Well, I always want to do everything all the time. And when we get a good idea, I get disappointed we didn't have it yesterday. So I'm not the best judge of reality out there. I want the place to shine every moment of every day. But you can only do what you can afford. We prioritize. We just finished building a new barn. We just finished building a new stage. We just finished stalling every one of our barns. So we can do about 2,500 brand new stalls for our equine shows. So, yes, we do a lot all the time, but our front door, very front door, 21st and Pittsburgh, where our driller stands, that hasn't been taken care of or repainted since 1966 when it was first put together.
So what do we want to do? I mean, besides painting it, you know, that's nice. But I think we're talking about a lot more than that.
Yeah, we're talking about making it into a plaza, making it into the, you know, 20, 30 people that I see come every day to take their picture with our driller sitting on his shoes or just looking up at him from a good picture angle. We want to have an area that can be a good drop-off pickup when you say, okay, I'll pick you up at 11 o'clock at the driller from the fair. Everybody knows where that's at. We also want to remove the roadway that's way too close to the front doors and make it into a plaza so people can walk around there and not have to worry about a golf cart rushing against them, or they can feel very safe and secure that they're at a great front door at a great place.
So want to fix it so there's lanes for people to come in and just pick up and drop off people.
Uber and Lyft and probably scooters and certainly grandma or grandpa that are coming to pick up the kids after any one of our 300 plus events. We want to make it just impossible for them to not find Billy or Sally and not be in a congested area that looks a little dated.
And at the same time, make it safer for the folks that are hanging out right there by the doors, because you're right, the road goes right past the front doors.
Yes, during the fair, we use ODOTs. Those are just big, ugly concrete barriers.
Yeah,
that
Jersey
we try to
barriers.
Make as
yep.
pretty as possible. But we block off that entrance so that we've done that for the last 8 or 9 years now, just so we make it as safe as we possibly can.
So this would alleviate that problem.
It absolutely would. Our mantra is always safe, clean, friendly, and fun, in that order. And until we get past safe, nothing else matters. And Expo Square is one safe place.
All right. So how much money are you going to have to work with? I saw a figure in the newspaper said about $1.25 million.
We've still got some vision monies that Tulsa County voters were nice enough to pass for us, and we got it last year. That's what we built the barn with. That's what we built the stage with. That's what we bought some stalls with. And we still have some that we can improve the driller area. So right now, I say it's probably going to cost around $1.5 million to maybe $1.8 million. We want to do it absolutely right, because if we wait another 53 years before we do it, we want to make sure it looks proud for that half century plus.
What's the timeline, Mark? When would we like to start, or are we there yet?
I say you can put a dollar on the fact that first week of November, that's right after the fair, right after the Arabian show that follows 2 days after our fair. November, we're going to start, and sometime in, I hope, early to mid-spring of 2020, sounds funny, but in 2020, we'll be done, and we'll be ready to show it off.
So, will, I certainly, the fairground's going to remain open during all of this. Are you going to have to kind of reroute people around the construction area for a while?
We think it'll be minimal. When the Chili Bowl gets here, we will be working out in front, but people will come in the same direction as they ever have. The interruption with our events will be just minimal. I mean, there might be some activity, but just minimal noise, minimal reason for people to have to go any place that they're used to going. Chili Bowl, you're used to just walking right up there and going in and having a great racing fun. Nothing will change.
Okay, and finally, the driller himself is going to get a little love. I understand we're going to put up some signage that gives some of the sort of a quick facts about him and some new lighting, and you're going to have Rick come out there and touch up the paint. Oh, no, you said you got someone else painting them now.
Yeah, we I think when last time when Rick did it, he made us come out, and we had to put a number three somewhere on the driller's foot because Rick's into just paint by numbers. So he saw the three, and he knew to paint it all gold. But he did a nice job. I don't want to diminish his impact on, well, let's face it, life in general in Oklahoma and Tulsa in particular. I'm sorry. I just started to go off my little riff.
Yeah, that's okay. But the plans for the driller include what? Lighting and signage?
Yes. One, we're going to just make him look brand spanking new. The lighting will be dramatically improved. We hope that we will have some different vantage points. It's the best place to stand and use your phone to take his picture a dozen times. And then maybe a fact site, either on an electronic kiosk or some way that people can stand up and they can say, well, I know how tall he is. I know how much he weighs. I know when he was constructed, and a little more about the IPE, International Petroleum Exposition, which really built that grand building back in 1966. And because of them, we have our Golden Driller.
And he's not the first Golden Driller, if I remember right.
There are a couple incarnations of him in the early 60s, but the final proof of what he is what he was in 1966, and he has not changed since then.
He is definitely iconic, and you mentioned that you'll see 15 or 20 people a day literally pull over so that they can get a picture with the Golden Driller.
Every day. And what's really cool about this is with the renewed interest in Route 66, that's 11th Street, we all know. Well, everybody that comes to visit 11th Street and Route 66, I bet 99% of them or more will say, hey, let's go a mile out of our way and see this Golden Driller, because that's everybody sees Golden Driller, the blue whale, praying hands, and now Route 66, and now Gathering Place. Well, it's nice to know you run out of fingers when you're saying, oh, when you're in Tulsa, make sure you see this, or this. There's just think how we were 10 years ago. It was a great city. Think how we are now. Man, is it better.
Yeah, and man, let's keep that momentum going, right?
Here it goes. Yeah, get out of the way, and that's I hope a year from now we'll be talking about the most recent improvements, and you'll be asking, what are we going to do next year? All I can tell you is our fair this year, which is here the fourth Thursday after Labor Day, our fair this year will be better than last year's fair, but it won't be as good as next year's fair, and that's just hold us to that.
All right, I will. In fact, I will keep this recording, and I'll call you in the year and say, all right, what do you got for me, buddy? And I'll bet you'll have something.
Oh, well, we'll see. Talk's cheap. Call me in a year.
I will do it. All right, Mark, anything else you want to add before we wrap up, brother?
No, just that please go to our website, exposquare.com and TulsaStateFair.com. We will have out of our 1,700 plus fairs that are held in North America every year. Last year, I think we were the 13th or 14th largest. Year before, we were the 11th largest. And that means we're making a lot of people happy for 11 days a year during our fair, and then 354 days on flea markets and horse shows and gun shows
and home and garden shows and just between all kinds of stuff,
all the above. And if we don't have something that you'd like to see on here, give me a call.
Tulsa Fairgrounds executive Mark Andrus. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bird Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.